Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Dude, is that a new Redskins hat you
have? Yeah. Is that why you're laughing?
Yeah, I was laughing because it's so
awesome.
Super clean.
It's super clean.
It's so yellow that it's
bright yellow.
It's blinding me.
It's the only yellow hat I have. I have two yellow hats. But this is the brightest yellow hat I have.
It is the brightest yellow I think I've ever seen.
It's a boldly yellow hat.
It is boldly, boldly yellow. It's boldly yellow where no yellow has gone before.
I'm proud of it. Proud of my yellow hat.
But you know what the funny thing is? On the Redskins jersey, yellow is not a prominent color. But on that hat, it is very prominent.
Let me explain.
Yeah, go for it.
The Redskins colors are burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
The NFL does this thing every year now where whoever plays a Thursday night game, they play these uniforms called Color Rush.
Right.
So every Thursday, the teams that play each other have these Color Rush uniforms. So they take the secondary color of that team and they make the entire uniform that.
Wow.
Like last year, I think the Jets played the Bills, and the Bills were all red, and the Jets were all green.
I mean, I could see that.
So
I could see that.
The Redskins,
yellow's not really
is
like
all
a,
yellow.
We're
it's
fierce
all yellow.
Color.
It's
all not
yellow.
It's not a very fierce color. It's not a we're gonna get you.
You're
color.
A Trojans fan.
Yeah,
they
but
have yellow
but,
in there.
Yeah, but our jerseys are white and cardinal.
Why, how is white more than yellow?
Well, white's got a little. It's like away. It's like
I know everyone wears white.
Yeah, but it's
you're
there's a reason.
Failing at this point.
Well, the failing. Yellow is—it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a good look for you. You almost look like you have a cheery disposition.
I know it helps cover it up. It helps cover up the cloud.
And you know what? I don't know. I didn't notice, but I think I saw you with it last week, and I didn't notice there was like a silver.
Yeah,
glowing.
It's silver. It's
yeah.
It's
like and then you turn it looking. Over the top style.
Yeah.
Well, how was your week? How was
so
your week?
Click the switch.
Besides that.
I went to McLeod, California for a wedding.
Where is McLeod?
It's like near Oregon.
Huh.
I stayed in a town called Weed.
Whoa.
W-E-E-D. Weed.
Was it like a bunch of stoners? Like,
yeah.
Hey, man, yeah. Just
well, everything there had like, welcome to Weed. And then there was like, it's a big Sasquatch country. Huh. So everything was there like had Sasquatches everywhere. It's like Sasquatch loves weed. I'm like, I get it.
you not.
And there was like, they had like a weed store, but it was like all just like shirts that said, I'm in weed or I love weed.
You know, I saw that actually, you know, the show Roadies?
Yeah.
So they stopped in Weed, California.
Oh, they did? Yeah. It's beautiful. It's right by Mount Shasta, which I guess is an old volcano.
Yeah, and they were making fun of all those shirts.
It's beautiful up there.
That's crazy. What's like the population of Weed, California?
Four.
Four.
What happened was, I think it used to be a logging community, but then, all the logging industry went to Oregon, and so there's nothing up there. So it's like I was talking to somebody up there, and it's just 90% retirees because there's no industry up there.
So what do people do? Are
they
there
go
stores?
Up there, ski. There's stores. Hmm. There's like a McDonald's and
right.
a weed shop.
Dude, but I had McDonald's for the first time in years today. That place is terrible.
Well, it's not. You don't go there
burger.
For fine dining. You go there because I'm starving and there's nothing else open.
Yeah, I went there just because it was quick. It was like, okay, I need something quick, and it's. It was like, oh, man, that shaved 6 months off my life at least.
Or preserved 6 months of your life.
Maybe. So what else did you do besides going to Weed?
That was it, really.
You went for a wedding? Oh, you went for John Huck's wedding.
John Huck's wedding.
Dude, how
former
was John Huck's wedding?
Former guest of the show.
Yeah, that's right.
It was fun. Small wedding, like 70 people.
That's awesome. That's the way it should be.
I stopped on the way back to this place called Susanville. Which
What's
is like half
the names of the cities.
It's there's nothing up there. It was halfway between Reno and
how did
and
they
McLeod.
Choose Weed, California? To,
I don't
like,
know.
This is where we want. This
I don't
is this
know.
Is the spot.
No
is
idea.
Somebody from there or?
I don't know. I'm not a weed historian.
Well, because that's like a destination wedding, essentially, right?
You would think.
But he's from the East Coast. Is she from Weed, California?
He's from Illinois. She's from. Oh. around there. She's from Susanville. She's actually from Susanville.
So they just were like, let's get out of L.A. for a weekend.
It's just beautiful. Like, I would, if it wasn't so hard to get to, I'd be like, oh, that's a great place for a wedding. Huh. There's like a mountain, there's like a volcano with snow on it, and it's just clouds. And
so
big,
is it bordering Oregon?
It's close to Oregon. It's probably 20, 30 miles from Oregon. There's redwoods, giant redwoods everywhere.
Yeah. That's a beautiful area.
And so we're in Susanville on the way home, and I stop into Burger King, and there's this old man in front of me, like in a nice suit, like real nice suit, real old, probably like 75, 80 years old. And he goes up and he has a coupon for Burger King breakfast, and it's like 1 o'clock. So there's no breakfast at Burger King.
Uh-oh.
And so, and there's this guy by the counter who's got, I don't know, he's got very strange social skills. I don't know if he falls in, I don't know if he fell on the spectrum somewhere. There's something that he just doesn't have normal social skills because he's talking very loudly and saying inappropriate things. But he's super nice about it.
The old guy or the guy?
No, the guy behind the counter.
Oh, my God.
It's a young kid, and he's really nice, but he's really like, it's just like, there's no filter.
Right.
But it's all night, and he goes up, and the old man's like, here's, he's like, wanted breakfast. And he's like, I'm sorry, sir, there's no breakfast. It's 1 o'clock. So the old guy turns around and walks away because I guess he was only going to eat coupon breakfast. And he had, like, this gold medallion on his tie. And the young kid, like, stops him. He's like, hey, what's that on your tie? That's cool looking. And he turns around and he shows him. I couldn't hear what he said, but he showed it to him like that. And the kid like, that's awesome. We don't see many Jews around here. And I'm like, what did you just
shit.
What?
Wow.
And they were both like fine with it. Cause the kid didn't, there was like no like we don't see any Jews around here. He was like, was we no don't angry. See any Jews around here.
Right,
like
right,
it was
right.
very
it was
he was cheering. Very nice about it. And the old man didn't take any offense to it.
He was like, cool, awesome.
And just because I'm in LA for so long, I just don't hear people talk that way. And right. I'm just standing there going, I'm just looking around Burger King, like, where is someone gonna like,
somebody's gonna do one
what's
of that.
Happened? Is something gonna go to, but they were just they both were just like it was
like cool. It was like cool to be racist.
Well,
it's cool to be racist in Weed,
but
California.
Is it racism? Because
or
I mean
Susanville.
They are You are calling them what they
it's,
are.
It's like racist tolerance.
But it's just, I've just never, I guess I've just haven't heard people communicate that way in a long time.
Well, yeah.
It was just shocking to me.
That's inappropriate.
I guess it's inappropriate. I mean,
it kind of is. It's like,
but I mean,
I'm sure the guy wasn't offended, but if there
he
were
didn't,
other...
so he didn't look offended. Because he's probably, because he's an older guy. I'm sure if it was like a younger person, they might have gotten offended, but he was.
Or if it was a woman.
Possibly.
She probably couldn't have gotten
but even
offended.
He said,
or if there were little
but,
kids
but even
around.
If he said, I haven't seen, we don't see a lot of Jewish people around here. That sounds better than we don't see a lot of Jews around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
just the way
yeah,
he
yeah.
said it, but
totally
he said it so happily, and the guy took it with no ill will.
And then, like, and then Eddie walks in, he's like,
I'm like,
can I get a Whopper with cheese? Oh, man.
It was like, that was like the shocking part.
How
of
did
weekend.
You deal with the guy that had no social
Fine.
Skills?
Like, I was friendly, but he was friendly. He was a nice,
he was
friendly.
Just like,
he just like had that, you could just tell he just like, he was very loud and he just didn't have that filter. There was like no.
That social grace, shall we say?
I don't know, social grace. It was just, I don't know what it was.
You know, I thought about you last week and I talked to you briefly about this, but I went to see a screening of Young Frankenstein.
Oh, that's a great movie.
At the Fox Studios, and Mel Brooks showed up.
You told me about that.
And it was amazing because they did a live feed of him walking through the studios by the mural.
Yeah.
And basically talking about the movie, and then he walked into the movie theater and everybody was in the theater like waiting for him, and then he got up and he like that guy is he is like the funniest person I think I have ever seen in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think he's funnier than comedic actors. He's funny on every level.
Hey,
you've seen his hands in the Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's got an extra finger.
Yeah.
Like he's just always funny and he's always sharp and he's always good. You know, it's just like one of those, you don't see that.
We share the same birthday.
You share the same birthday? Dude, he's a badass.
Me, Mel Brooks, and John Elway share the same birthday.
Dude, you're a champion. You're a champion.
I'm a champion.
No, but I'd never seen Young Frankenstein.
That's one of, that's a crime.
It's crazy. It is a crime. It is a crime. That's why I went and saw it.
It's the best Gene Wilder movie.
Oh, Blazing Saddles I like even more.
But I'm talking about as a Gene Wilder performance.
Oh, his performance in that.
Blazing Saddles is probably one of the funniest films ever made, Blazing Saddles. But as far as a comedic performance by Gene Wilder.
Did you know that he did Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein in the same year?
Yeah, he showed up to the set of Blazing Saddles with the outline for Young Frankenstein to show Mel Brooks, and then they wrote it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. He talked about that. He was like, what was that? It was just crazy. It was nuts.
I know.
And then I saw Sia on Sunday. She was, like, super awesome. Do you know Sia?
No.
Sia is, like, a very big female pop artist right now. And the cool thing is, she did the same thing at Coachella. She sings in the corner of a stage.
Yeah.
And then she has all these performers, like dancers, interpret her songs. And then she had an actor, you know, Paul Dano?
No.
Paul Dano, have you seen Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes.
He was the brother.
Okay.
He's a real great actor. So he interpreted one of the songs. The gay guy in Will and Grace, Sean, I think his name's Flaherty, maybe?
No, I know who you're talking about.
I can't remember his name, but Sean something. He was there. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig.
Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes, that's it. Kristen Wiig was there, mm-hmm. also performing, also doing like an interpretation of one of her songs.
That's cool.
And Tig Notaro.
Yeah.
So it was like all these cool performers in different facets of comedy or acting or stage.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and they were all doing like funny interpretations or like quirky interpretations of her songs with really cool costumes and props and stuff like that. So all at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
Very, very inspiring. It's very, very cool. But that was my week. That was my week. I thought about you, Eddie. I thought about you.
There we go.
Anyways, our special guest has arrived. Why don't you introduce yourself? This is Garen Lewis, correct?
You just ask him to introduce himself, and then you did it.
Well, because I was like, I'm just going to go for it. Because your spelling of Garen is very different.
Yes, I'm actually very, well, not shocked because you seem like a thoughtful guy, but
he's
most people mispronounce my name.
They probably say Guerin a lot.
Guerin?
Guerin. The lady in my high school, when I was in high school, the lady in the office, every morning, the entire senior year after she had seen me for 4 years straight, called me Guerin.
Guerin.
But there's no W in my name.
Guerin.
Well, because it's kind of Spanish. Like Guero. Guero is G-U-E-R-O.
Yeah, I
can
see that.
So I almost was going to pronounce it that way, but then I was like,
yeah,
you know
but
what?
That wouldn't make any sense because, one, his last name is Lewis, which isn't Spanish
right,
at all,
right.
And he's white.
Right.
Well,
but,
so why were the Spanish first name?
Well, because G-U-E is
yeah, but why would you
Spanish.
Give it the word Guerin?
Guerin.
You know what's funny about that, though, is... Guerin. It's a French name.
Spanish.
I know.
Horrible. It's a French name.
It's a French name.
But
okay.
It comes from my mom's side, and she is Spanish.
See?
But the name itself is French.
Yeah.
Because
it's not a Spanish name.
See?
But it comes from his mom's side, who's
so it's not C,
Spain.
It's we.
That's good, Eddie.
That's is it?
It's a yellow You're like hat. Sharp as a tack. That's crazy. Yeah, I have a friend named Garen. He spells it G-A-R-E-N. So it's easy to read it and say
right,
it.
Yeah.
But when I was going to come in here and be like, what's up, Guerin? Because you never said his name to
You never asked because I just assumed you knew.
Well you just told me.
I never had an issue with
he
it.
He introduced me to you as Colton's jiu-jitsu teacher.
That is a fact. I
And I heard you led Colton to some medal rounds, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Colton did it himself. I just yelled at him enough. And
he's been coaching Colton for a year and a half.
Since he started.
Yeah, April.
When are you
going
to teach Colton to kick Eddie's ass? Because
he already can.
Apparently, Colton can already take Eddie.
He
down.
Can.
Wow. Wow.
He's quick and he gets around your back and he puts a chokehold in. Like you can't.
And
get
you're
out.
Done.
You're
he's
done.
He's a strong kid.
It's very strong.
He and one other student of mine, his name is David.
Yeah, David.
Whenever we put them up against each other, they're about the same size.
it's literally a rock meeting a movable object. It's just
they go for hours.
They just push each other for hours. No one ever wins.
Yeah. And then everybody just goes to sleep afterwards. Everybody
just gets
and then
sweaty
when
and upset.
Someone finally does win, someone's crying.
Yeah, because it's been 30 minutes.
That's a good way to wear your kid out, though.
Oh,
man.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, he's you're like, what? He doesn't misbehave at all, ever.
Yeah. Funny story, actually, about your parents or Tracy's?
They just came in?
Just
that was
here.
Tracy's parents, yeah.
Tracy's parents. So yeah. They brought him there and brought him to jiu-jitsu on Friday, and they were like, please do something to wear him out.
Oh, yeah.
Please do something to wear him out. I'm like, we'll do... Fridays are like game days.
Yeah.
We'll roll, which for those of you who don't know what rolling means, it's like sparring, but for Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And so it's a very tiring class on Fridays.
Yeah.
There are a lot of druggies out there. They're like, rolling? I know. Oh, no.
No, it's not. Different type of rolling. Because we were gone all weekend, so Tracy's parents watched Colton for the weekend while we were weed and... like they're not used to like their other grandkids kind of go to bed at 7 o'clock at night and like they're normal, but Colton wakes up at 7 a.m. I have to wake him up because he's tired to get him to school, but then he goes from 7 and I can't get him in bed till at least 11 o'clock at night.
Wow,
he won't
seriously
go to sleep. Yeah, And then so I take him to jiu-jitsu just to try to get him worn out 3 days a week.
Oh, yeah. There was one Friday. Fridays can either be hit or miss, so there will be a ton of kids or
nobody.
Just Colton, yeah. Like this one time. Yeah.
He loves the private lesson.
Colt, yeah, and he goes, I hope it's a private lesson today. You know?
He loved a private lesson.
And so one night it was just Colton on Friday and me and Coach Gerardo, and we did the whole class, whatever. It was pretty tiring because he was just rolling with me and Coach Gerardo and getting all the attention. And then so no one actually wound up showing up for kickboxing, which is the next hour after that. So Coach Gerardo heads out, and then I'm just talking to Eddie and Tracy. Colton, the entire time, you had recently introduced him to Looney Tunes, right?
Yeah, Daffy
the
Duck.
The entire time was acting out Looney Tunes.
Daffy Duck cartoons.
That he had memorized.
Wow.
He was just doing his own scenes on the mat, just jumping around, like, for another hour after.
For an entire hour, so 2 hours straight. And then even after that, he was...
Oh, he didn't go to bed till midnight.
He was really upset because he had to go to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, Dad, I want to play with you.
He wanted me to go home and wrestle with him.
And you're like, no, oh no, God. That's not what we do.
But
it's like
anyway.
2 hours straight.
Let's talk about Garrett.
Let's talk about Garrett.
Let's not talk about Colton.
I just wanted to get the scoop.
I know, we got
scoop,
we can talk about Colton all day.
But we got
Garrett. So, Garrett, you're an artist. You're a singer-songwriter.
Yes, sir.
Tell us where you hail from.
I am from a small ski country town in Colorado called Steamboat Springs.
I know Steamboat Springs.
Really? Have you been there?
I haven't been there, but I've been to Beaver Creek and Vail.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little bit...
Like ski town, same thing, you know.
That's a beautiful area. Man.
Yeah. Right now, actually, is one of the most beautiful times of year. Because fall, all the trees turn
gold
and brown. And it's very beautiful. I was just there for...
I saw in your bio, you like snowboarding like crazy. Like, you're a big snowboarder?
Yeah. Well, not as much as I used to, obviously, because I have been living in California.
Well, we got mountains, too, man.
Go to Big Bear.
Yeah, Big Bear. Like
ski on the fake snow.
For really slushy snow.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, be nice, all right? I'm from California.
Steamboat Springs actually is known for... It's called Ski Town USA, and they're known for a type of snow called champagne powder.
Huh.
Which they call it that because the elevation is so high that when it snows all night and it's obviously cold enough... you ski through it and it feels like you're skiing through champagne bubbles because it's so light and fluffy.
Oh, that's crazy.
So there's videos of, I have friends skiing in like mid-waist deep snow and it's just flowing over them. It's
awesome.
It's an experience you've never
That's really
before.
Crazy.
I asked about that because I'm huge in, I'm way into snowboarding. I only go once a year. I go to Utah every year. I go to Park City. Right. And I'm so into it.
We'll go to Steamboat Springs now.
Yeah,
I know. I've been wanting to go back to Colorado. I haven't been back to Colorado since like 98. It's been a long time since I boarded in Colorado, but I do need to make a trip out there. So, Steamboat Springs.
Yeah.
Champagne powder. I love it. I'm ready for it, Eddie.
So, Garen is moving to Nashville.
Yes.
You're leaving us.
To pursue.
Very soon, actually, on the 20th.
What made you want to leave to Nashville?
Music, actually.
We got music here. Come on, man.
We do have music here, and it's been an amazing 2 years.
You went to the Music Institute, right? Is that what you studied there?
Oh, okay. All right.
Musicians Institute. Right there on Sunset, or Hollywood Boulevard, right?
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, and so I guess for the type genre and the music career that I want to pursue, L.A. isn't as fitting for it.
Okay.
There's more... I have more connections in Nashville, and... that's kind of more my style.
Okay, cool.
I tell people this all the time. If my hometown is a very small town, a tourist town, so very small, very few local people. If it were to be a big city, it would be Nashville. It reminds you just of that.
Nashville's awesome. I mean, it is an awesome city. I love it.
And as much as I love LA, it's just never really felt like home, you know. Never really felt like.
Give it 15 years.
You know what? Honestly,
then it'll feel just like home.
I hate to say it, but you're totally right. I'm from here, and it took me until I was 30 to be like, this is the greatest city like on the planet.
All right. Oh yeah.
Took me a long time. Not saying that you need to do that, but I'm just saying.
I'll definitely be back. I gotta come back to do jiu-jitsu tournaments because this is the best place for jiu-jitsu. That's another reason why. I've become very comfortable. Jiu-jitsu is one of my main hobbies, and I always. I love it so much, but I need to kind of buckle down and work more towards the music. And
right.
There is jiu-jitsu in Nashville. I'll be training out there, flying out here for tournaments, but really buckling down and focusing on the music in Nashville.
Awesome. So tell us how you got into music. What was the thing that was the trigger for you?
Well, I was having this discussion today with people, you know, for most people, or hopefully for most people, you know, you always just have a, when you're young, you have that dream, right? You have a dream you want to do. When I was in third grade, there was a talent show, and I didn't know what to do. I was just like, I want to do something because it sounds fun, right? And so my older sister and her friends, they said, you're always singing and running around and jumping off the walls and stuff, and you sound pretty good when you sing. Just sing when you do the talent show. And so when I was younger, my sister and all our friends listened to this band called Simple Plan. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah, I know Simple Plan.
They do that song.
It's like just a kind of emo. It's kind of like emo.
Like a punk rock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Worry About Me, emo, me. They have that song, I'm Just a Kid, is in Cheaper by the Dozen. That's how like most people my age know that song. And I sang that song at a talent show because I thought it was so cool. It was the coolest
song. Like, let's do some punk rock, yeah, right? Man.
My dad.
He's like, what the hell is this?
My dad with an acoustic guitar, caterpillar mustache, played guitar. Oh, yeah, and that's another huge inspiration is my dad. He was music and choir teacher.
Okay.
But this was, like, where, like, my dream of being a performer, a singer-songwriter started. And then I sang talent show and then was like, That's what I want to do. Obviously, I have like tons of other hobbies that I love to do, like jiu-jitsu and other athletics, snowboarding.
Yeah.
But yeah, music's always been there.
But they don't pay the bills like music.
Right.
These days, it's a little different. No, you know what? You got to really love it. Just stick with it and do it. And that's what it takes.
Why don't you play us a song?
Yeah, play us a song. What do you want to play us?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll give you guys two topics. You pick, right?
Okay.
Don't
sister, play favorites now just because you know Eddie.
Sister, mother.
Ooh.
Well,
sister. I don't have a sister.
All right.
Let's go with mother.
Oh, I was going with sister. Yeah. You want to go with mother? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, maybe if we have time, we can do both.
Okay.
Let's
go
with mother.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's go with mother for now.
All right. See, you did play favorites. Bastard!
He did answer first, though.
I did. See?
Not true.
I made a decision.
Not true.
All right, this is a song I wrote for my mom. It's been a long day living the city life. People slamming on their horns as we stopped at a traffic. When I get home, I can't find nothing good to eat. And when I go out, it's always the same old thing. Attempted and failed to make it a homemade recipe to bring me home to mama. She always knows just what to do. When I'm feeling the blues, sometimes a man just needs a break to bring me home to mama. I wasn't so easy through all those long teenage years. Hurts me to say, but I may have caused too many tears. I wouldn't be half of the man that I am today if it weren't for mama. When I fall down, she still loves me anyways. Up to the moon, big as the sky, and twice on Sunday. She not only loves me, she taught me how to love everyone. So thank you, mama. Sometimes it's hard to confess, but she always knows what's best. When I fail and don't succeed, bring me home to mama. When it's time to settle down with a woman that I love, that's one thing from the good Lord above. Please bless our children with that same motherly love that I got from mama. Make it just like mama. We'll go home to mama. Thank God for mama.
Yeah. An ode to the mom.
Good stuff.
There. Good stuff. Andy, you look like you're shedding a little tear.
Makes me think of my mom.
That was beautiful. So tell us, what was the inspiration? What made you want to write it besides...
My mom.
Obviously your
his
mom.
Sister, sister. The sister one's about his mom.
No, I mean, were you homesick?
No,
like...
that one, well, this isn't what inspired it, but this song has always been in my heart. I just never had actually, the idea has always been there. The lyrics have always, like, been true. But something that really pulled it out was when... my mom, it was my mom's birthday, and I was just about to go home, and I was like,
I'm going to write her a song.
I'm going to write
that
her
was,
song.
That was the main thing, and then also she had been bugging me because I had written a few songs for
your sister,
my girlfriend. I had written one about my sister, and she's like,
really?
You write songs about
really?
All the women in your life.
Do you know what I've gone
the
through?
The one that gave birth to
that's
you.
Good. Like, that's good that you play that one first, though. That's good. She's probably listening
actually,
like, yes.
She's probably so happy because I actually... that one I haven't played so much on. I've done other radio interviews and stuff. Normally I'll play like the sister.
Other see? Radio interviews.
We got to play mother here.
That's
yeah,
right.
So that's a special for you guys.
There we go.
See?
So you said you had you have a video coming out?
Yes. So I have a single.
A single.
That was released over the summer. It's called A Long Way Home, about Steamboat Springs.
Nice.
It's about bringing a girl. You know, anyone can, if anyone wanted to relate to it, it could be a girl, a friend, whatever, bringing her to... Steamboat Springs. For me specifically, it's about bringing my girlfriend to my hometown, showing like hanging out with all my crazy friends and just experiencing what Steamboat Springs is like, because it's a pretty cool place. And so that's what that song is about. And the music video is just got finished. Guy at the gym actually. He was.
Oh, really?
He's a very good editor. His name's Raffaello. He edited
dude, the
it.
Names. You got Gerardo, Raffaello. I feel like I'm a teenage
right?
Jiu-jitsu, man.
I know.
There you go.
Are these all... Are these, they must be Brazilian.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, never mind.
One is... One
shot
is,
in the dark.
One is from Greece, and then Gerardo is from...
Where's Gerardo from?
Gerardo, I think...
I don't know.
He's I know he's Mexican, but...
I
hope. Otherwise,
so, if not,
otherwise
it's only on the internet.
Yep. But either way... he edited it. It's done. And so it was all filmed on my phone. And
dude, wow. iPhone is the best thing to shoot on.
It's wow. So cool. Thankfully, Raffaello, some of the footage wasn't that great. He was able to run it through some software, make it look really good. But the idea of it is to be a home video. It's about home.
Where did you shoot it? Back in Colorado?
It's literally about what the song is. So
oh, nice.
The video is...
like Thriller.
Yeah, I guess so.
This video
but,
Thriller is a lot
I
like the song. Never mind.
I mean, if this music video is as successful as that one is,
yes.
Well, do you
great.
Have zombies in it?
I don't know.
Well,
but, there's not as much.
Nothing to do with zombies.
I actually just want to see if we'd get in like a little
jiu-jitsu. Nothing to do with zombies. That's nothing to do with jiu-jitsu.
You know what? I just want to throw him a curveball. That's all right.
So when does the video come out?
The video, I'm hoping I'm going to release it whenever I feel like
we're just trying to give the listeners
before
something to look forward
Sunday.
To. Before Sunday?
Before Sunday.
Okay.
Sure.
On YouTube or your website
It'll
or
be
what?
Everywhere. It'll be, well, everywhere, like meaning Facebook.
NBC, CBS.
Instagram. Oh, yeah. But Facebook, YouTube.
Does your website have all the links
link
and stuff?
On Instagram and stuff. Yes, my website, GarenLewisMusic.com.
So if everybody goes there, they can just
find
all your stuff.
Spell out your website for everybody.
If you can spell my name, you can find anything about me. And just because no one else. Well, about my music and other things.
What is that? He said anything, though. He didn't say anything.
God, I hate your soundboard. I hate it.
I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah, see? God.
No, it's
terrible. Thanks.
After three years of it. So, GarenLewisMusic.com, and people can find everything.
That's spelled G-U-E-R-I-N, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, music.com.
Got it.
Awesome. So, what was the first song that you heard that you wanted to, that made you want to write songs?
It is a very good question.
See that, Eddie? He told me that I asked a very good question.
You know, I have my music journey has changed a lot. It's been, it's always, but I'll say all of my songs that I've ever written, no matter what genre or style, they always tell a story, and that's because early on in my life, I liked country music a lot.
Yeah.
For that reason. When I started liking punk rock more, like in middle school, I was in a punk band. I was like, nah, I don't like country. I think that's just like a...
It's a phase. Rebellious. It's like breakdancing. I went through that in the 80s.
Whoa, whoa. I think it was because I was into punk rock that it wasn't cool to like country, so I was like, nah. But then, even the songs I wrote while I was in a punk rock band, if you like change the sound...
Just slow them down. They're country songs.
Country they songs. Were country songs, you know? So
put an acoustic guitar, singing around the campfire.
Right? I started off writing songs in the sixth grade, and I will never play those songs again. Mm. They're terrible, you know?
You should play those all the time.
You know what would be cool? If you played those songs and Eddie breakdanced.
Yeah.
you should make a music video.
I'll tell you.
You should just make an EP of your sixth grade songs.
I would buy that.
There actually is one.
There actually is?
And I
You should totally do that.
I'm gonna have to listen to that sometime. That was probably terrible. My dad got a little microphone, a new thing, and he was like, "Yeah, just play your songs into it."
It's a brilliant idea.
You know, 3 hours later,
you're like
12 songs, 12 crap
12 songs in 3 hours. Not bad.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh
actually.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's prodigy
days,
stuff right there.
3 days on the song.
That's prodigy stuff.
That is out right now.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's like you spend way more time as you get better. It's like, doesn't get easier. Just spend more time doing it.
Yep. So yeah, that music video will be released
before Sunday.
Yeah. I like that it's like ambiguous. Like could be Thursday, could be Saturday.
Well, that's just going to drive traffic to his website all 4 days.
People are just going to be checking.
Yeah.
Like Friday.
If you give them a date, then they're definitely going to go on that date. But if you say before Sunday, then they're going to go every single day.
You guys got to figure it out. That was the whole master plan.
It's brilliant marketing.
Smart. I like it.
So
guerrilla
brilliant.
Marketing at its
so
finest.
So brilliant.
I like it. Who are your biggest influences as far as musicians?
My biggest influences currently songwriting, I really, really like Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate on him because he has a kind of a different style in country music right now, but his songs, if you just take his songs, I think he has a very creative way of writing. Singing wise and songwriting wise actually too, Chris Stapleton is like,
he's a badass.
He is insane. I saw him at Stagecoach Country Music Festival back in April and blew my mind.
My friends played with him that when he did the duet with Timberlake.
Yeah.
Because they play horns for him. So I was like watching that video. Wow. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, those are my boys in the background. They're just sitting there like playing.
That's
a great video.
One of the best live televised
performances. He's like an incredible talent.
Yeah.
I saw him at Coachella and I was like, this guy is the real deal.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton.
Justin Timberlake too, them combined.
Yeah.
I saw Justin Timberlake at the Forum and that was a show.
He's a badass.
That was awesome.
He's a badass too. Awesome. So you're like in way in the country and you moved to LA. You're like, this ain't right. I'm like a fish out of water.
Well, I came to LA specifically for Musicians Institute.
Okay.
because I knew I wanted to do music, but I knew that I needed a further education, not only in like harmony and theory, which is the more technical side of it, but also in the performance factor and the songwriting and all of that stuff. And so Musicians Institute offered a very very good program for that. So I did four quarters of vocal performance. So it was like working on my voice, the technique of my voice, learning about it, and then also the performance aspect. So being on stage and how to interact with audiences and all that stuff. And it all.
How did they do that in a classroom setting?
That's the cool part, is that they would create classes.
You actually create like a concert in the class?
Classes and curriculums for that. The concert aspect, yeah, you're performing.
Because it's like weird. Because like that's the stuff you. That's the stuff you normally get by as. Because I'm a comedian and like.
By experience.
By experience, by actually going out and performing at different venues and playing in front of different audience members, like you, that takes time. That's something that has to develop.
Obviously, that way. That I still have had to do that.
Yeah.
I still have. Me on my graduation day and me now is like a whole new person.
Yeah.
So I take that saying, not that I didn't learn anything from school.
No. I think you can learn the technical stuff from school, yeah. But I don't know, like, that thing, that seems like that would be difficult to really craft.
Oh, yeah. No, they teach it to you. It's hard to act it out as if it were
a
real performance. So you kind of have to learn to be a little fake.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I love about music is that when I play my songs and when I write the songs, it's all real.
Yeah.
So those were when we were learning, it's obviously cover songs and stuff. And you still get to perform every day with a live band. They have staff come in that plays as a live band for you. And then you also, they have a concert at the end of every quarter. So you get to, like, be on stage with an actual big crowd.
You play your own music,
which is
or
cool. And you play your original music. You can play, and then there's also these things called LPWs, which is live performance workshops,
mm-hmm.
where, say, a guitar player that goes to the school, drummer or bass player, they all randomly come together, learn a song, like, and then they practice a song, and then they go and perform it on stage. And
see all the right there. Technical stuff we learn as musicians, Eddie.
Yeah. I just have to go up in front of drunks and bomb and get angry.
Well, you know what? It's different.
And
because
then over time, you get funny.
I think in some ways you can teach music, in some ways you cannot teach comedy because you have to learn and kind of see what's gonna hit and what's gonna not. With music, there's technical stuff that you can actually perfect as you're learning.
Yeah,
but I think with comedy, what I've learned with you is like, you just have to go out there and just learn how to bomb and then how to not bomb.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'll say, like, I could, I'll be nervous, but I could perform in front of anyone.
Yeah.
I could sing a song in front of anyone, like, in a heartbeat. I may be nervous depending on who I'm playing for. I could never get on stage and try to make people laugh.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a different thing.
That is a whole new thing. And I played an open mic night at Crave Cafe every once in a while. It's actually tonight. That's also where I have been playing like every Thursday night too.
Mm-hmm.
And but I have my own set for 2 hours. But there will be comedians that come in on the open mic and just I don't try out.
That's brutal. Open mics are brutal.
Some people will be hilarious.
Yeah, because everybody's like, that's cool.
Yeah, some people will be hilarious, and then some guys they're just like telling joke after joke, and people are just like,
yeah,
it's awkward.
Comedy. Why don't you play another song before we get a.
Yeah, let's do the sister one. Sister.
All right, or.
What do you want?
How many songs?
We could probably squeeze two more in if we go.
All right, you want to hear Sister?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, Eddie.
We'll,
yeah, do. Yeah.
We'll do the Sister.
Do
song,
Sister, and then go right into the other one you want
to
do.
We'll do the single.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds great.
And then we got to wrap it up. Yeah, do those two, and then we'll. All
right. You guys want to hear the touchy song.
That's right.
She came from a small town. She wanted a way out. Got 2 more months before she graduates. This year's been a tough one. Just not looking for anyone that could only risk another cold heartbreak. She's had a fair share of best friends, plenty of boyfriends, but in the end they never seem to care. But there's this sophomore boy, he says he's different, and he can prove to her that life is fair. She ain't afraid to make mistakes, she just leaves it up to fate. Whatever happens in the end, she'll be okay. They see love, even when her life is tough, it's a gift from up above. They see love, no matter what the time or day, there's no excuse she'd ever make. Ask anyone she knows and they will say. Several months in, can't recall the last time things felt this right. She's scared to go to school, they say long distance is made for fools. He promises he'll call her every night. Week by week he keeps his word, says he's always missing her. As he hangs up the phone, he's got friends over. Kids are drinking, the girls are flirting, he's doing things he never do sober. As he throws back the last shot, he lost the only chance he got. And even though he crushed her heart to carry on, they see love.
You're on your way to Nashville. You're excited. When you move to Nashville?
I move on the 20th.
Wow.
I'm leaving on the 20th.
You're leaving in a week? 2 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, week.
A week and a half.
Wow.
Let's play
actually,
your,
it's going to be awesome.
Exactly a week on Thursday.
Let's play your single before we get to wrap it up, and then we can...
One more time, we'll just announce your website, and then...
GuerinLewisMusic.com, G-U-E-R-I-N-L-E-W-I-S, music.com.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Video drops before Sunday.
Yes.
Before Sunday. What's the name of the song? Long Road Home?
Long Way Home.
Long Way Home.
You can find it there.
Long Way Home.
Or anywhere on social media. You just search my name.
Go for it.
There it goes. Thank you, guys.
Traffic making me lose my mind. I just want to cruise along underneath that neon sky. Guarantee the place to be a shotgun right by my side. Yeah, I know California is where I got my first tattoo. Studio City. Where I laid my eyes on you, if I could take you up that mountain road, I could show you paradise. Your eyes have never seen before. We can take the long way home. Won't let that street lights drift around the corners, keeping up the neighbors all night. In that bar downtown with that crazy name no one knows how to pronounce. When the bartender finally kicks us out, doesn't matter cause we've always got our reroute. We can take the long way home. One of that street lights drip around the corners, keeping the neighbors on our hands. Watch golden leaves fly by. When the snow is piled high, stuck in a drought. Couple times in spring, birds are singing in the morning light. Is that alright? We can take a long way home. Without the streetlights drift around the corners, keeping up the neighbors on a hey out the window. That's the stereo. Where I wanna go, take the long way home. Take the long way home. Take the long way home. The way I wanna.
Very nice. Good stuff. Getting a little sentimental. Yeah, man.
Really well, thanks. Nice. Thanks for coming, Garen.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Good luck with the move.
And make sure you teach Colton a couple moves before you leave.
Yes.
The Dragon Death
Knot.
I
will do. And Coach Gerardo, he's got it all down. And I'll be back to visit.
It'll be fun.
Well, we wish you the very best in Nashville, man. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
You have
check
to come
him
back.
Out. Garen Music, Lewis, GarenLewisMusic.com. GarenLewisMusic.com.
Yes.
That's it.
All right. Bye, everybody.
See you next week.
Peace.